It's time now for the Here and Now DJ Sessions.
There goes the last DJ.
Dewey Gill is longtime host of the Sunday Big Band Show out of WMSE in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. He's with us from there right now. Dewey, great to have you.
Well, nice to be with you.
And let's talk about the kind of music we're talking about here. You play music from the 1920s through the 50s, some big band jazz, vintage jazz, and also something called Depression-era dance bands. What are those?
Well, that's just a subgenre that just always appealed to me because it's very topical. I like to deal with a lot of topical songs during my show. And the Depression was one of those events in time that produced a lot of songs about the trials and tribulations of living through one of the hardest times in American history.
And here's an example. This is Paul Whiteman and his orchestra featuring Ramona Davies on vocals. This is the 1933 song, Are You Making Any Money?
You make time and you make love dandy. You make swell molasses candy. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know. You make fun and you could make trouble. You make mistakes, say that goes double. But honey, are you making any money? That's all I want to know.
So who is Paul Whiteman and what is this song about?
Well, Paul Whiteman was a band leader, and he took kind of symphonic dance music and was greatly influenced by jazz. It wasn't a jazz band, so to speak, but he had members of his band that were jazz players, and they would feature jazz solos, and there's a couple of great ones in that song you just played, Bunny Berrigan, Wonderful Horn. But song is, basically, the woman is, looking for a date, but she wants to be sure that the man that she is going to be with is going to be able to provide for her in a very, very difficult time.
It seems like there have been a lot of songs over the years that have been written with that very same theme.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, but even more profoundly so during the Depression.
Absolutely. And here's another one from Paul Whiteman with Ramona Davies. The song is Raising the Rent.
Won't let me go. It's trying to double up on me. Good luck has crossed me. Bad luck has forced me down to my one last cent. I'm right in the middle of solving the riddle known as raising the rent.
Well, Dewey, it is very obvious what she is talking about right there.
Yeah, raising the rent. And a lot of that goes back to, and this is very typical and common during the day, was to have rent parties. And you would pay maybe a small fee at the door, and the person that owned the house or the apartment would provide food. And that's how rent money was raised at a time when people just could not find work.
And there were also songs that mixed Depression themes with issues relating to World War I. This is George Hall and the Hotel Taft Orchestra. Here is Remember My Forgotten Man.
Remember my forgotten man.
I feel like I'm being transported to another era.
Yes, that's the wonderful thing about some of this music. It's a whole history lesson in itself.
Well, tell us about that song.
Well, that's another song about a woman whose husband or boyfriend may it be, or possibly a father, who served during World War I, and I think it's probably long before the type of benefits that veterans have today. This is back when these people were standing in bread lines, and they felt they sacrificed and did a great deed for their country, and they weren't being helped out because of it.
And there were some songs in that era that were more positive, that looked toward the end of the Depression. Here's one. This is Henry Red Allen's version of Gold Diggers, We're in the Money.
Yes, we're in the money. We're in the money. We've got a lot of money, Dick. Oh, to get along. I got myself some money. The skies are so sunny. Old man Depression, you done us so you wrong. We never see a headline about a bread line today. And when we see the landlord, you can look that guy right straight in the eye. We are in the money. Come on, honey. Let it keep blowing along.
You know, having spent many years working for the show Marketplace, all I can think of is that Wall Street is up now after I hear that song. But what was it capturing at the time?
Well, I think it was showing a glimmer of hope at the end of the long 4 or 5 years of depression that people were already enduring. It kind of looked like that, you know, maybe there was a chance to get a job again and be able to provide for a family and themselves. And that one, coming about 1933 or so, 34, light was at the end of the tunnel, was still a long way off, but you had to stay positive.
You also like to play a style called Western Swing. This is an example of that. Here is Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. The song is White Heat. What is Western Swing?
Well, Western Swing was sort of a combination of styles. A lot of this has to do with the advent of the recording disc and radio, and all of a sudden music was getting around the country a lot faster than it did. So people were influenced. And also down in the South, especially, you had traveling shows of mixed types of music where country artists would be exposed to blues and jazz as well. And so Bob Wills, essentially a country artist, started picking up some of those blues and jazz styles, and he incorporated those styles into his own. Also one of the first country bands, to add drums and make that a new, different style of music.
Dewey, you've been doing your show for 30 years now. What do you think it is about all of this music, Western Swing and big band, that still resonates today for a lot of people?
Well, I'm not really sure. I think you have, first of all, it's rhythmically driven. It's dance music, and people still love to dance. You know, we just had an event here where we had the Cab Calloway Orchestra, and it was a fundraiser for us, but all the people came out dressed up, and everybody swing danced, and it was just an absolutely wonderful event. I was just amazed at the turnout and the amount of people that had an interest in that. It's fun. Maybe part of it is it's throwback. It's kind of a connection to maybe a simpler time, and I think people just really seem to enjoy the music and maybe the fondness, the memories, and the history that's associated with it.
Dewey Gill, longtime host of the Sunday Big Band Show at WMSE in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Dewey, thanks for joining us on the DJ Sessions.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
And you can listen to all of our DJ Sessions at hereandnow.org. And you can also join the thousands of others who have signed up for our Spotify playlist. Just search for NPR Here and Now on Spotify. And we're listening here to Panhandle Shuffle, also by Bob Wills and his Texas Playboys. Here and Now is a production of NPR and WBUR in association with the BBC World Service. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
And I'm Lisa Mullins. This is Here and Now.